This Mishnah brings a few more examples of forms of work which are permitted, either because they are davar ha'oved, something which the person would lose out a lot if he would not perform that activity, or if it is a tzarech ha'moyed, for the need of the Yom Tov. Says the Mishnah, "Mechapen sakitzios bakash," it is permitted to cover figs which have been cut and left out in the sun to dry. One can cover those with straw if he is concerned that it might rain. He wants to protect his figs, so he can do so, even though lots of effort is involved in covering the figs with straw. Nevertheless, since it is a davar ha'oved, it is permitted. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Af ma'abin," it is even permitted to pile up the figs in a pile, which requires more effort than just covering it with straw. And even though perhaps he could have covered them with straw, and that would require slightly less effort, at the end of the day it's considered to be a davar ha'oved, and so he can cover it in the way that he likes. And this way the top figs of the pile would protect the figs which are lower down in the pile. Now, just like working is forbidden on Chol HaMoed except for the exceptions which we have discussed over the last two parakim, the same applies to buying and selling. So in general, it's only permitted to buy and sell if it's the Tzarech HaMoed, if it's for the sake of Yom Tov. Now, somebody who is not regularly a merchant who sells things in the marketplace, but it happens to be he's got a few things which he wants to sell, so he would be allowed to sell it in the regular way to somebody who needs it, as long as it's for the sake of Yom Tov. However, somebody who throughout the year sells things, he's a shopkeeper, he's a merchant, if he were to continue selling the things on Chol HaMoed, even if it's a Tzarech HaMoed, it would appear as if he's just going about his regular day-to-day life, continuing to sell things. People won't necessarily realize that he's only doing it at Tzarech HaMoed, because it appears as if he's doing his regular job. And so the Mishnah says, Moichrei peiros kasus v'kelim, people who throughout the year are sellers of produce or clothes or items, Moichrim b'tzinah, they should sell it privately, or not necessarily privately, but more quietly and discreetly, l'tzorech ha'moyed, and they can only do it for the sake of Yom Tov. Now the Gemara explains that doesn't mean that they have to do it only inside their house and make sure that it's done totally secretly. Rather, they have to show that they are selling it in a slightly different manner. And they're not selling as usual, they are selling less. And the Gemara gives an example of a shop, let's say, which has two doors. So on Chol HaMoed, they should keep one door locked. So they're showing that they're open, but they're not selling as usual. Only things which are totally necessary for Yom Tov. If they make that recognizable, then it is permitted. On a similar note, Hatzayodin, people whose occupation is to trap animals, Vadoshoshois, or to crush grain, Vagoroshois, or to crush beans, these are all things which on Chol HaMoed could be done, Letzorech HaMoed, for the sake of Yom Tov. They all involve food. But again, if they do it in public, then it would appear as if they are doing their regular job, no different on Chol HaMoed, and therefore, again, isn't betzina l'tzarech ha'moyed, they may only do so in private, meaning they should do it in an unusual way, and only for the sake of Yom Tov. But again, somebody who doesn't regularly crush grain, say, could crush grain on Chol HaMoed, especially since he would usually do a much smaller quantity, and therefore it does not appear as if he's doing a regular job, rather it is clear that he is doing it for the sake of Yom Tov. Rabbi Yossi says, it's true that according to the strict letter of the law, these people whose occupation is involved in food and trapping and crushing grain, they may do so also on Chol HaMoed, as long as they do it in an unusual way, as we have seen. Nevertheless, Hemech Mirul Atzman, they were strict upon themselves, that even privately, they would not continue doing that work on Chol HaMoed, in order to make it totally recognizable. But Chol HaMoed is also considered somewhat a Yom Tov, it's not just a regular day, so they accepted upon themselves not to work at all as their regular occupation on Chol HaMoed.